Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Ken Smith, the president of Jobs for America's Graduates, a nonprofit that works in the classroom with young adults of great promise across the country to help them succeed not just in graduating from high school, but to do so well prepared to enter both secondary education and or the workforce. Mr. Smith, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate the opportunity.
Now, you're certainly more than welcome and our pleasure to have you with us. So tell us, what is that you believe of Jobs for America's Graduates, or JAG, and its staff underlook differently to help your students achieve a 97% graduation rate, a marked increase when contrasted with the national averages, at a time when students and families were struggling with COVID-19 and the switch to remote learning? Let's start there today.
Well, a great question. The short answer is truly inspired people at the front lines. We have 1,450 locations in 40 states, helping about 70,000 of the young people you quite accurately described as young people of truly great promise. In addition to having well-trained and motivated and mission-driven staff, we were able to bring the success of our 40 years of experience and convert it into a virtual delivery system in a hurry, combined with some very creative work by the folks at the front line to stay connected to young people, to help them solve housing, food, job type issues, so that we maintain that very close relationship. I think the other key elements here that's always been the hallmark of JAG, which is why we've never had less than a 90% graduation rate, which the national average, as you know, is less than 84% for all young people, is our ability to engage and motivate. So we created a student organization. 96% of our young people say they've never joined, ever had the chance to join anything before. So the JAG Career Association provides a means of engagement, of learning, of working with their peers to do community service projects, get elected to office. So it is that engagement during the pandemic, the truly, and I mean this as sincerely as I can convey it, inspired work of the staff at the front line.
Well, it is certainly phenomenal what you're accomplishing, and we are very thankful that you're bringing this to our attention as well. So how does JAG combine workforce training with education to make sure its students graduate well prepared to enter both secondary education as well as the job market? Give us some details on that.
Well, the key to it, we have found, is number one is to help young people make sense of what they're doing in high school, so that the work they're doing in algebra and English and social studies is relevant to the fact we're helping them get ready for work. Secondly, we have 37 employability competencies that employers, we have 19,000 employers, and that's, you know, and they get terrifically well-prepared young people, but it is understanding what those employers are looking for and having those competencies mastered by the time these young people complete their secondary education. Among those is to get ready for college. And as you probably know, 60% of all of those that drop out of college drop out in the first year. So our job is to make sure that first year goes well and they're well prepared. In addition, you know, our primary mission is jobs, our first name. And therefore, we have to be sure these young people truly are ready and well-prepared and customer service focused and enthusiastic and ready to learn. And happily, that's what employers tell us in our surveys of them. So it is number one, getting them ready for work or college. Number two is we stay with them for a year to be sure they actually are successful at work and or in post-secondary education. And of course, to be successful in that crucial first year of college. Most of our young people are first generation, so often a more challenging time for those.
Now, Mr. Smith, another question for you. When do you think schools should take or learn from the JAG model? And can the model be replicated state to state?
Well, the good news is that we've got 40 years of experience of replication. We started in Delaware 40 years ago, actually, last June. Today, we're in 40 states, as well as those 1,450 locations. So it has proven to be a pretty rare example of the ability to replicate and then, once replicated, keep it not only in place, but to grow it. Probably the most important thing I would hope educators would take away from this is it can be done. You can work with young people of truly great promise who may have issues at home or issues on the outside world that make it more challenging for them to succeed. But with the right kind of intervention, and clearly with 40 years of experience, we have one, that even the most challenged young people can succeed, and they want to succeed, and they will succeed, as you've just heard in the data. So it is an exciting, I would argue, should give our schools hope here in this time of enormous learning loss and student disengagement, that there really are ways to engage or re-engage young people and help them succeed in school, at work, and in college.
Certainly some promising information here today, and the statistics certainly back it up as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Ken Smith, the president of Jobs for America's Graduates, or JAG, a nonprofit that works in the classroom with young adults of great promise across the country to help them succeed. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how does JAG record and utilize its data? And how is this collection of data vital to your organization and others in the nonprofit sector?
We live by data. It is, and you know, I'd like to claim some credit for this, but early on, our team embedded into the very first model in Delaware the daily collection of information. And this was pre-computer era, so it was done, you know, by hand. But you've got to have data to know how these young people are doing. Are they moving forward in their education? Are they mastering the employability competencies of JAG? Are they dealing with issues outside of the classroom that need attention? What's working and what's not? And we've now incorporated that as a systematic process that every one of our staff at the front lines reports daily and weekly. The staff and our affiliates, the management, has the opportunity to review the data all the time, identify issues that can be jumped on, as do the staff members. And it is that consistency of data collection across our 1,450 locations that gives us the ability to give you the data that I've just described. It gives us the ability to attract new states because we have the data and we can prove it. And it is the data upon which funders, governments, school districts, corporations, and folks making philanthropic contributions can rely on. And it is also the data that tells us when we have to change what we're doing, modify. We moved, for example, from a instructional up in front of the room, traditional way of helping our young people master our competencies, to project-based learning, because we found that was a far more effective way to engage young people, sort of the Shark Tank approach of how to work together and developing answers to problems businesses are facing, and in the process learn those employability skills. It gave us a way to engage employers. So data drives everything we do. It drives when we need to make adjustments. It drives when we know there's places we've got to go pile on to help overcome whatever the challenges are.
And speaking of challenges, by the way, what are the challenges which JAG faces this year, 2022, and how are you planning to address those challenges? Touch on some of the details there.
Well, you only have to, for most of your listeners, they're feeling it every day, especially if they have children. I mean, COVID is disrupting everything in America, and not the least of which is the schools. This enormous learning loss last year, especially among the most challenged populations, millions of students that haven't shown back up in school and or becoming disengaged. The disruptions that if young people get the virus, you know, the kids around them have to quarantine. staff members who are in the schools, if they get it, they too have to withdraw from the schools, and you know, the students they interact with may have to quarantine. So it is all of those challenges combined with trying to help young people catch up from the learning loss of last year. Those are probably the biggest challenges. I will tell you the biggest opportunity, however, is this extraordinary labor market. Young people today have the best chance they've ever had to get a really good job in an economy that needs every one of them. So we are working very hard to work with employers and say, give these young people, you know, better help, you know, help them with extra training, help them get into your management training program, give them a chance to show what they can do. And we're here to help you meet your workforce shortages.
And that part right there is quite exciting. Thank you for that. Now, I also had heard whispers of a new strategic plan entitled Youth Opportunity and Outcomes. What is this all about, and why is this important as well?
Well, it's very important to us. We worked with all of our state affiliates and said, look, in the middle of this mess and also 40 years of experience and all the challenges out there, what's the highest and best use of our time and our work together? Essentially, we came up with four major sets of initiatives over the next 3 years, one of which is to double the scale of the organization. If it's ever been needed, it's needed now more than ever. And we want to bring this to an additional 75,000 young people a year, in addition to the roughly 70,000 we have today. Secondly, this is a time when our young people need more help. And so we're going to implement to be sure that every young person who wants it will have the chance to have dual enrollment. That'll give them a running head start on college and post-secondary education. Secondly, we're going to help them get a credential, a certification that matters in the community they're in to get a better than entry-level job. And third, we're greatly expanding the student organization involvement that I mentioned early on at a national level. So there's more opportunities for leadership, more opportunities for engagement, more opportunities for the voice of our young people to be heard. And finally, we are committing ourselves to even greater efforts to help invest in our network, which means a national management and leadership development program that Boeing and Synchrony are helping us design. We're going to invest in more training and development of staff and more systems and more assistance to our affiliates. So those four categories over the next 3 years, we have very specific goals in each one. They're aggressive, but our board unanimously adopted that plan in December, and we're off and running.
Mr. Smith, we certainly do appreciate what you're doing in the education space on behalf of Jobs for America's graduates and for joining us here today. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Well, the most important message I hope I could convey after 1.5 million young people having been through this program over the past 40 years, most young people want to be just like all of us. They really want to be successful in life. They want to get a good job. They want to have income. They can take care of their families. They want to continue to progress. And they want to be part of American democracy. And that's why we create these opportunities for getting elected to office and to work together to help better their community through our career association. So I leave your listeners with one really powerful message of hope. This next generation, these are young people, as you've said, of really great promise, and we're delivering on that promise.
You certainly are, and I am sure, no doubt, that you've piqued the interest of the audience. Where can listeners get all the information on Jobs for America's graduates online?
Sure. Our website is probably the best place to do it. It's www.jag.org, and that's jag.org. And we can receive communications through there, and we'd love to hear from your listeners.
And that's about as easy as it gets. Mr. Smith, all the best, and thank you so much for what you do and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, on behalf of the young people of Jobs for America's graduates, thank you for a chance for me to give them some recognition and some voice. So thank you.
And with great pleasure and honor to do so, we've been speaking with Mr. Ken Smith, the president of Jobs for America's Graduates, a nonprofit that works in the classroom with young adults of great promise across the country to help them succeed, not just in graduating from high school, but to do so well prepared to enter both secondary education and or the workforce. And for all the details, visit jag.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.